Thursday, the 19th of September. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, today we're in the midst of thinking, as we've been all of this week, about that little YouTube movie that I hope you've gone and watched called The Letter, which is about Pope Francis engaging with different kinds of people around the planet and thinking with them about the plight of creation, about what are we doing to our common home, what are we doing to our world. And today I want to talk about the last set of people he talks to, and the last set are actually a couple. They're an American couple, Greg Asner and Robin Martin, and they have an unusual job, or they have a couple of unusual jobs that they've put together as a couple and started to work together on. And what they do is they monitor what's happening in the Earth's oceans, and they work from Hawaii, and they're really monitoring and looking at and mapping the coral reefs off Hawaii and trying to understand what the impact of humanity is on those coral reefs. So Pope Francis invited them to come, and they're there to be the voice of the creature, which I find is quite interesting, the voice of creatures, because, of course, the animals, the creatures in coral reefs, they can't tell us that we're destroying them. They have no voice. So someone has to come and speak for the creatures. What was very interesting in watching the little movie was hearing for the first time, I'd never heard about these, about heat waves in the ocean. Did you know there could be a heat wave in the ocean? I didn't. Well, apparently in the last couple of years, our ocean has been experiencing heat waves. These are times when the ocean temperature heats up. And these two people, Greg and Robin, they have a sophisticated way of flying over the ocean and taking pictures that can show all sorts of things about what's going on underneath underneath the water. And they actually could see that during these heat waves, large portions of the coral died quickly. The coral reef was killed off during these heat waves, which don't last very long. So what's causing the heat waves? Do we know? Well, the most obvious answer is that the heat waves are part of the global warming that's happening because of our burning and our using of fossil fuels. So this is a real wake-up call to us, because coral reefs are an essential part of our oceans. We only understand a little of what they do for us, but we know some of what they do is they actually, coral reefs are part of what protect the landmass from the sea. So if the coral reefs die, then we're at much greater risk of tsunamis and of other terrible storms washing into cities, into coastal regions. We want to protect our coral reefs, but we also want to protect them because they are the life source of a lot of the ocean. It's in the coral reefs that many of the fisheries are, where baby fish grow and then go out into the deeper sea, where other creatures come to lay their eggs. The coral reefs provide a place of protection and safety, and they are an abundant source of life. But if we are, through these heat waves in the ocean, if we are killing off vast portions of our coral reef all at once, and there's very little at the moment we can think of to do to protect them, then we run the risk of losing our coral reefs, and that would be something terrible to do. Really, what this whole little movie is saying to us is that we human beings need to wake up and to think about what we are doing and its impact on the planet. And maybe we need to change the way we live. We may need to change the way we go on holiday. We may need to change the way we go to work or to school. We may have to go back to more simpler ways of moving around on bicycles or walking, ways that are actually better for us anyway in terms of helping us to move and to be creative people and not just to be sitting all the time. So I encourage you all to go and watch this little movie. Watch it with your families. Have a conversation over supper with it, about it. and see what you all think. Let's close our eyes now and let's pray. Lord, you created everything, from the tiniest organisms to the biggest whales. And many of the creatures you created live in the oceans. And so we pray particularly today for all the creatures that live in the oceans, that they might have the ability to live without their sea environment being damaged by us human beings so much that they die. We ask you to help us to change our ways, to become wise, and to understand the impact we have on your world. Amen.